that you don't ever hear it no more. That's a word they used to say a long time ago.
And it is awfully funny to think about, because it doesn't seem logical that you'd put the big pot in the
Have you got that running now?
No.
Well, let me go get my coats are tied. And I've got a beautiful, a little winter white all-weather coat. But that was too good a bargain to pass by.
Oh, $4. I know. So you just changed the buttons.
I just changed the buttons, so. Back to the ironworks.
Did people ever use the expression of, did people have weight problems as much then as they do now? I didn't think.
Never even thought about it.
Never said, you always hear everybody talking about now, middle-aged, what is it there?
Middle-aged spread.
Yeah, and then what's that other thing they always say, women get midriff, what is it they always say, midriff,
spread, I guess.
It
must
bulge.
Yeah.
It's
funny. I never thought, and I had an aunt. That Ms. Hawks had told a funny thing yesterday, And some of those big ladies in there. And they never thought about going on back.
They never thought about
it. There's like more and more. They had good appetites and felt good and worked. My aunt stood up all the time, worked in the store. And that was in 1916, 17, 18. She lived until 1953.
Trying to get over that board here,
they built themselves a pen out there and can't get out of it. They will now.
That's funny. Well, talking about a woman who likes to wear real fancy clothes.
Ms. Astorbilt?
Yeah, like that, Ms. Astorbilt. Well, would they say that she liked to, how would they put that? She liked to dress up or doll up, or how would they put that?
Best Bib and Tucker.
Oh!
Put on her best bib and tucker.
Oh.
The bib and tucker meant that the men wore bibs when they sat down to eat in the big hotels to keep them getting anything on. They wore them.
They did.
Bib and tucker. Now, what the tucker was. Well, maybe they tucked the napkin in if they didn't have the bib. But the modern, my age group would call Astorbilt, because that's what we came up with. And whenever you saw someone like that, you say, oh, there goes Miss Astorbilt. And that was a shame, you shouldn't say it. Now, I didn't say it, but neighbors did.
Well, what about a woman who likes to look at herself in the mirror and kind of fix up all the time? And they say she likes to
crimp. That's right. I'm not much on that. If I'm going somewhere, I'll clean up and kind of right at that minute. But all day long, I don't think about it.
Do they get out of their pen?
They're almost out of it. They got those boards up for that floor. See, we got the floor, that whole thing in concrete. It's got to be made waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a big thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm scared of what's coming out. Concrete's very high, but I'm not going to worry. They're going to put a lot of gravel in there first to fasten it down to this concrete.
Well, what about, in the way of jewelry, what about something like this?
Bracelets. They wore bracelets. A stretch bracelet was very good in those days. I had a gorgeous one that I gave Peter's wife. A stretch bracelet that mother, 1914 I think, no, 15 I think she got it. It was given to her, and it was, you do it this way, it's spread, like a stretch watch band.
Uh-huh.
It's all in, it's beautiful old-timey gold, old-looking gold. And I gave it to Jenny to wear, and I thought she could just keep, I give most of the Pruitt things to my, both of my boys, and the things that from his side and their mother's side, I give to the Thompson side, I gave to them. I felt like that they should have it, because that's dividing up the keepsakes
fair,
and things with them. But some things I have for keepsakes are just things that I prize highly. And maybe not heirlooms, but that would be, it would be an heirloom because it was mother's.
Oh, that's really nice. What about around the neck? In the way of jewelry?
Well, mostly in those days, early days, they wore lavaliers. It was a metal of gold or silver, and it had little sets in it and fastened in the back. But pearls have always been good every year. I know I had, we got some kind of coffee, and you could send us